Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in, those who are listening now and those who listen to the show later. I want to acknowledge my friends and supporters who are listening across the globe in Bermuda, India, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Tanzania, Ethiopia, Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, the UK, Guyana, Mauritius, the US, Australia, Poland, Puerto Rico, Spain, Dubai, Cameroon, Pakistan, Ghana, the Philippines, Canada, Brazil, the Bahamas, and Trinidad and Tobago. Top of the Morning is presented by Hova's House Ministries, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. The website address is www.hovashsministries.org. That's hovashouseministries.org. This is the official ministry website of Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. Good Morning by Mandisa with Toby Bat opens the show.
Serious.
These announcements. Top of the Morning weekly web radio shows on Facebook, like Top of the Morning Radio Show. Come and worship with Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the church without walls where I serve as pastor. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue B and Foster in that great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our service times, Thursday night, Restoring the Watch of the Lord prayer at 6:30 p.m. Light on the Word Bible instruction begins at 7 p.m. Refreshments are served every week while supplies last. Our Sunday schedule. Sunday school begins at 9:45 a.m. Banana bread and other homemade treats baked by yours truly are served most Sundays at the Sunday school. Our worship celebration begins at 10:45 a.m. On First Sunday, it is our Celebration Sunday. We celebrate the Lord's Supper. We celebrate our assistant pastor, and we appreciate our seniors with We Care packages. On Third Sunday is our Stir Up the Gift service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. Fourth Sunday is monthly Family and Friends Day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. We will take prayer requests via the church website at www.urimcogic.org. Upper Room International Ministries Kojic is now on Facebook. Like our page, Upper Room International Ministries Kojic, and stay informed about ministry events. Follow us on Twitter at all uppercase at URIMCOGIC. On May 22nd at 7 p.m., I, along with the congregants of Upper Room, will celebrate Pastor Lavonza Silk in a pre-anniversary celebration at United Goodwill Temple Community Church, 1642 Broadway, Brooklyn, New York. On June 2nd, I am the guest preacher at Women's Day at Unity Temple Church of God in Christ in Brooklyn at 4:30 p.m. And on June 9th, I am the guest preacher at Women's Day at Zion Tabernacle in Brooklyn at 4:30 p.m. We certainly request your prayers for these ministry assignments. Hulse's House Ministries endorses the following. TAP Media Management. That's all uppercase T.A.P. Media Management. Provides social media management for clients who are new to social media or for those that don't have the time to establish and maintain social media sites on their own. For more information, call 646-372-6230. They handle my social media accounts for the church at the top of the morning. Check out rein360.org. That's www.reign360.org. Resetting the standard. Join the movement. Frederick Wootson Photography is a husband and wife team that works closely together to capture the very best images imaginable, images that will last a lifetime. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwootenphotography.com. That's cedricwootenphotography.com. New Gospel Radio, The Power Hour. Please tune in worldwide weeknights at 7 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. It's at www.eastgatebroadcasting.com. Again, that's eastgatebroadcasting.com. If you live in the Hamptons area in New York, you can tune in to 90.7 and 93.3 FM WEGB, hosted by Lydia Bonner, a.k.a. the voice of the Hamptons. My guest today on the Early Spotlight segment is Minister Greg Perry from New York, and the latest segment, Minister Teresa Smith from Pennsylvania. Joy of Life Ministries, Church of God in Christ in Omaha, Nebraska, is now on Ustream. Go to www.jolchurch.com to view at any time. Reverend Eric Butler, Pastor Cynthia Butler, co-pastor. Worship, more than a feeling, it's a lifestyle. A saved and anointed musician available, plays organ and keyboarding, and he's versatile in traditional and contemporary music. Can also cite me. References are available. Call Minister Terrence Butler at 917-406-7132 or email him at tbutler57@aol.com. In New York Southeast Jurisdiction Quarterly Empowerment Conference, Empowerment, Impartation, and Information, all pastors, leaders, and laity meet us at Best Temple Church of God in Christ, 111 South Street, Newburgh, New York, 12550, on Saturday, June 1 at 11 a.m. Saturday Night Sunday School with Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday School every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central. Dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 170-0452. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. This concludes the announcements. Please govern yourselves accordingly. The short selection was The Martins and Christ There Is No East or West, and the music playing in the background during the announcements was Tarita Bird from the Ecclesia Music Group singing I Won't Stop Me. Tarita Bird will be one of my guests on June 17th. It's time to pray. The music in the background during the prayer is The Blood Medley by Pamela Ming. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1 says, men ought always to pray and not faint. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. You are Alpha and Omega. Lord, we worship you this morning. Great is your faithfulness to us this day. Worthy, worthy, you are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy. I worship you. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation. Save the unsaved, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For those who are saved and born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? So, Lord, we are asking for forgiveness for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrongdoing. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. We accept you as Lord and Savior in our lives. We'll keep our motives clean and our hearts pure. Now, Lord, saturate our environments with your presence. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities, and with your stripes we healed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you are a deliverer. So in the name of Jesus, we bind affliction, sickness, and disease, and we lose healing for afflicted bodies and healing for tormented minds. Let's touch and agree with this specific prayer of healing. Let your faith go up. Lay your hand on the phone or computer as you listen. In the name of Jesus, we decree healing on this day. Lord Jesus, there is nothing too hard for you. Your word says that you are the Lord God who heals thee. In the matchless name of Jesus, I speak to cancer. The spread of cancer be rebuked in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, congestive heart failure be rebuked. I lose complete restoration and healing in the chest area. In the name of Jesus, I speak to asthma and conditions related to asthma. Be healed from that condition. No more fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, the generational curse of mental disease is rebuked, and I release generational blessings of mental stability. I plead the blood of Jesus against severe allergy attacks against the saints during this season. Lord, you heal us, the broken in heart, and bind us up your wounds. In the name of Jesus, heal wounded emotions, heal broken family relationships, heal the backsliders. We thank you for the authority you have given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness and I lose hope against hope. I bind spiritual fatigue and I lose spiritual endurance. I bind spiritual apathy and I lose spiritual resilience. I bind a spirit of poor judgment and eating habits and I lose wisdom. We touch and agree with our brothers and sisters that we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist plots and plans against our lives. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring in the lives of those listening now. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives where the enemy would try to infiltrate. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God in the lives of those listening now, that the secret counsel of the wicked be turned to foolishness. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I quench every fiery dart of competition, hatred, jealousy, envy, murmuring, gossiping, anger, bitterness, and rage. And I release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against ministers and ministries. Destroy all manifestations of the Jezebel spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, the prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirits and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, break the spirit of deception. Cast down the high places that hinder us from completing our assignments. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every demonic hindrance, delaying miracles for the saints. Let the God of suddenly arise with the people of God. Lord Jesus, release your warrior angels on our behalf to fight our battles in the heavens against the demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. Lord, teach my hands to warn, my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy, and witness with fire. Lord Jesus, we have been tried by fire. We are coming out as gold. For you alone knowest the way that we take. Lead us in the everlasting way, for your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts higher than our thoughts. Have your way in our lives, Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, grant our petitions, for we know that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the Son of Man that you should repent. We are seeking the kingdom of God first. Help us to delight in you, so that our desires become your desires. Order our steps and take over our plans. At the queen, I declare that my times and seasons are in your hands, and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. I confess that I am walking in the sons of Israel anointing that will allow me to accurately discern my times and seasons. Lord Jesus, let me not operate in the wrong spirit, but let me have and walk in the spirit of excellence. I want to be clothed with humility. I thank you for your promises to go before me and make the crooked places straight. I expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give me the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Let a mantle of power rest upon my life. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. Lord, I thank you for this is my set time for favor. Lord, we touch and agree with our brothers and sisters in Christ across the globe, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of him. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Lord, remove spiritual cataracts and scales from our eyes. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and train our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up dormant gifts and talents and make ways for the saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord Jesus, according to your word in Romans 1:11, Apostle Paul desires to impart spiritual gifts so that others will be established. Lord, we submit to you. Grant us the ability to help establish others in ministry by your anointing, guidance, and impartation. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now unto him that is able to exceeding funding above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous preaching and teaching. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank God for the prayer on today. I'm going to continue this series, Stir Up the Gifts. The learning, lesson learning outcome of this series is to review the 9 spiritual gifts and to increase our understanding of all the operations of the gifts in the church today. And last week, I taught a short lesson on the gifts of inspiration / proclamation. They were prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. I started the lesson on the revelation gifts. The revelation gifts are the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and the discerning of spirits. I covered the word of knowledge last week, so today I will finish the revelation gifts and start the practical serving gifts, time permitting. The word of wisdom. Derek Prince, in his book, Gifts of the Spirit, defines the word of wisdom as a tiny portion of God's total wisdom directly and supernaturally imparted by the Holy Spirit. This gift is given by supernatural means because the results would not be available by natural means. It is God showing the what, why, where, when, and how of a problem. It is a supernatural solution to an issue many times revealed through the word of knowledge. Discerning, distinguishing of spirits. Discernment, distinguishing of spirits. The special ability God gives to some to know with assurance whether certain behavior or teaching is from God, Satan, human error, or human power. The divine enablement to distinguish between truth and error. To discern the spirits differentiating between good and evil, right and wrong. People with this gift distinguish truth from error, right from wrong, pure motives from impure motives. Identify deception in others with accuracy and appropriateness. Determine whether a word attributed to God is authentic and are able to sense the presence of evil. This completes the lesson on the 9 spiritual gifts. I will briefly review them again when I do the final lesson in this series. So let's move on to the practical and serving gifts. The scripture references for the practical and serving gifts are Romans 12, 3-8 and 1 Corinthians 12, 28. I will read the scriptures along with the lesson topics as I do them. I will also review each of the practical serving gifts listed in Romans 12, 3-8 and 1 Corinthians 12, 28. Let me add that in my notebook, Stir Up the Gifts, the motivational practical list of gifts is enhanced to include intercession, music, and craftsmanship, so I won't deal with those in this series. My 3 notebook series, which includes Powerful Prayer, Stir Up the Gifts, and The Power of Prophecy, are being edited and upgraded, so when those are released, they will include all of the reference for the series being taught now. So let me continue. Romans 12, 6-7 in the King James Version says, having been gifts according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Prophecy. We covered this earlier, so I will not repeat what I taught in the earlier lesson, except to say that you should gain a sophisticated understanding of the differences between a prophet, a prophetic person, or someone who is used occasionally in the gift of prophecy. My recommendation is to read Roderick L. Evans' book, If They Be Prophets, and also read the book by James Gold, whose last name is spelled G-O-L-L, The Seer. He does an excellent job of describing the differences in how prophets and seers function. So let's go to verse 7, which says, or ministry, let us wait on ministering. This really talks about the gift of help and serving. The gift that enables a believer to work gladly behind the scenes in order that God's work is fulfilled. The special ability God gives to some to serve in the church in a supporting role or to invest their talents in the life and ministry other members of the body, enabling them to increase their effectiveness. The divine enablement to accomplish practical and necessary tasks, which free up support and meet the needs of others. People with this gift like to serve behind the scenes wherever needed to support the gifts and ministries of others without having to be asked. See the tangible and practical things to be done and enjoy doing them. They attach spiritual value to practical service, and they enjoy knowing that they are freeing up others to do what God has called them to do. Well, next week, I will finish the practical serving gifts, and then in our final lesson, I will go over some suggested steps to stirring up the gifts. I want to remind our listeners that because of time limitations, these lessons are not designed to be comprehensive. So this concludes our lesson for today. I hope you were blessed by today's lesson. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word on today. Let someone be convicted and accept you as Lord and Savior. Increase our understanding regarding fivefold ministry gifts and the spiritual and practical gifts. Lord, let those whom you have called to fivefold ministry complete the process you have designed for them. In Jesus' name, Amen. I want to thank everyone for your support and listening in. We just want to thank all of you who are listening in from around the world at the many different times, and we hope that the show blesses you. I'm so delighted and pleased that so many people have agreed to be guests on this show, different kinds of guests. So today, we're getting ready to go to our first segment. His name is Minister Craig Perry, and I'll allow him to tell you something about himself. But we're getting ready to go to our first segment. Top of the morning to you, Minister Craig Perry. This is Dr. Faye Butler. How are you?
I am well. Thank you so much, Dr. Faye.
Hey, thank you so much for getting up early and coming on the show with me. I really consider it to be an honor and a privilege. So tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you again for having me on the show. I definitely appreciate it. My name is Craig Perry. I'm initially from a small town called Brooklyn, New York. I'm not sure how many of your listeners might have heard of that town. Like most people, I do come from very humble beginnings. Was raised in Brooklyn before being able to move upstate New York in Spring Valley, New York. I did have an opportunity to go to high school. And, you know, after attending high school, I did have an opportunity to attend college. But like most people, I was never really educated in either school, both high school and college, on the importance of having good credit and how expensive it can be to have less than perfect credit. You know, unfortunately, when I first attended college, I was approached by some nice friendly faces at a table asking me to go ahead and sign up for a nice card to obtain a free water bottle and T-shirt. And, you know, obviously that's what I did, not knowing how much of an impact that signing up for that credit card without having the wisdom to be able to use credit properly could ultimately cost me through many years of my life.
Wow. Okay, so, tell the audience what you do. I want you to kind of enhance that. Tell the audience what you do. Tell us a little bit about maybe the top three or four things you need to know about credit and credit restoration.
Definitely. I'm a credit restoration specialist for an organization called Financial Education Services and United Credit Education Services. And what we do is we provide the education that was needed a long time ago, and we do that with various products and services to help protect someone's identity, their credit, their family, finances, and ultimately their future. Our corporate headquarters is based out in Farmington Hills, Michigan. We've been in business since 2004, and we've been very successful in helping to remove over 600,000 negative and derogatory items off of someone's credit report, as well as 60,000 public records since 2004. Essentially, what we do is we actually leverage the rights of you being a customer and a consumer, utilizing the Fair Credit Reporting Act, which gives you the right to dispute and or investigate anything that's on your credit report that's potentially damaging your score. So just think about this. Anything that's inaccurate, erroneous, or particularly obsolete, such as late payments, charge-offs, foreclosures, judgments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens collections, short sales, medical bills, or even student loans, any of those items can potentially be removed from someone's credit file or at least be updated to reflect paid as agreed. So that's some of the services that we do provide to help restore someone's credit score.
Okay. Now, I know that your company offers some workshops. Many of my listeners are from the church community. So can you tell the listening audience, certainly those in the U.S., where if your company offers some kind of workshops or one-to-one counseling, how can they get in touch with your company or what kind of workshops do you offer?
Well, first off, we do offer an educational profile, which if anyone has any questions on how our service works, I encourage you to go to www.united-credit.org. Once you go ahead and go to that particular website, you can click on our video, and our video will give you an 8-minute illustration of exactly how our service works. In addition to that, one of the things that we do, we have been diligently going from various churches as well as various other locations on a one-on-one basis, being able to provide the education that has been desperately needed. So my personal contact information for anyone that is interested in learning more as to how our service works, my phone number is 347-470-8237. My website is also www.creditcraig.com. In addition to folks in the event of anyone that might sit out in the Maryland area, we do have a credit store, and our credit store address is 3012 Mitchville Road, and that's located in Bowie, Maryland. The zip code is 20716. But we have been a blessing to other people, as I indicated, Dr. Fay, just being able to get out on one-on-one basis to be able to educate people on the importance of having good credit. So in the event that you do need to reach me, feel free to either use my website as well as my personal phone number to be able to contact me, and we do our due diligence to get out to you.
Okay. Now, is there anything else you want to say to the audience in general about, you know, credit or any other message you might want to share with our audience on this morning before we hang up?
Yes. Well, you know, it's unfortunate. Most people don't realize just how important their credit score is until they particularly get turned down for a loan or possibly an apartment or a house or even a job. And it's not until they realize just how much they're paying in higher interest as well as particularly in auto insurance premiums, most people don't realize that their credit score is being monitored at all times. And one of the things I do like to say is life is all about having choices. And when you have less than perfect credit, your choices are greatly minimized. So our program gives people the second chances that they need and the ability to be able to have those choices again. I always tell people no one should be content with having less than perfect credit because that's an expensive habit to have. So if you are someone or know someone that has less than perfect credit, please continue to keep us in mind. We'd love to be of a resource to you to at least provide the education that's needed to help you to improve your credit score.
Thank you so much, Minister Craig. I just have to address you that because I know you do ministry, and I really appreciate you for coming on. I thank you for the connection that we made through my coworker, Sonia Evarisi. This is a wonderful service that you offer, and again, thank you for getting up and coming on with me, and we hope to schedule you to do some more things. And again, he gave his information. Give us your website one more time before we hang up.
Thank you. Our corporate website is www.united-credit.org, and my personal website, if you need to reach me, is www.creditcraig.com, and again, the phone number is 347-470-8237.
Okay, thank you so much on this Monday morning, and I just want to say before we hang up, be blessed and top of the morning to you.
Thank you again, Dr. Fay. Appreciate you for having me here.
Okay, take care. We thank our Minister Craig Perry for coming on and sharing such vital, vital information to us. As we wait for our next guest to call in, we'll listen to some music. This first song is just a very short organ solo by Pastor David Wright from the Timothy Wright Memorial Choir playing If I Suffer. Pastor David Wright and his wife will be guests in June. And the second song will be I Need Thee by Anne McCreary. Thank you.
I was younger. A strange connection to the light. I tried to satisfy the hunger. I never got it right. I never got it right. So I climbed a mountain and built an altar. Looked at.
We thank God for all of those selections by Pastor David Wright, Anne McCrary, and we played a little bit of Brandon Heath, Your Love. We're about to go to our second interview. Our second calling guest is Minister Teresa Smith from Pennsylvania.
Praise the
top
Lord.
Of the morning,
praise
Teresa.
The Lord.
Hey, and top of the morning to you, Minister Teresa Smith. So glad to have you on the line with us this morning. So go ahead and tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born in the within the United States, in the state of New York, and I was raised in Hollis, Queens, and you know, raised up in a family that knew God. I was raised up in a family that knew God, but however, I myself, of course, I didn't know Him. I knew of Him, and that makes a big difference. That makes
mm-hmm,
a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so talk a little bit about your ministry journey and how you started and where you are now.
Okay, you know what? It's excellent that you would use the word journey and starting, because you know what? For everyone, there is a journey, but the thing about it, your journey is there's always a beginning. And that beginning place, that starting place, is the place where God wants to take you from. And I'm going to give you an example with the children of Israel. God took them from Egypt, and with Abraham, God took him from his kindred and his family. So with me and my journey, God took me from the pleasures of the world. With my journey, God took me from my will and brought me to His. In my journey, God took me from knowing of Him to now knowing Him. So within that, it has been a long journey, because when you're on a journey, you're separated from things and stuff, and God brings you closer to Him. So what it is that God brought me closer to Him in the reading of His word, in going to and attending different worship services, and, you know, and just beginning to be eager to hear the word of God. And that's His word says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing mm-hmm. by the word mm-hmm. of God. So where it has brought me now to is that a ministry that God has placed on me. It's called the Doctrine of Christ Conference Line, and where on Tuesday nights I minister the word of God to the men and women of God, to the people of God. And as Jesus said to Peter, his sheep, and we have to understand this as ministers, these are not our people. These are God's people.
Right.
These are Jesus'
right.
sheep. Amen.
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 Amen. So, you know, I asked you to come on this morning because I want you to share a short message of hope. So can you share a short message of hope with the audience?
I definitely can. And if I just the message of hope, if I can give it to them, because this is the thing. When it comes to the word of God, we don't just want to hear it. We want to be able to hear it, to be able to internalize it. And at the same time, we can be able to bring that forth to those around us. And notice and also see a change within ourselves, because as we know, in Christ Jesus, we are now new creatures. So the message that of hope that I have, one thing is our hope rests in our faith in Jesus Christ. That's number one. It's important. And this is pertaining to things here and now, because we are entitled to some things here and now, though it should not
right.
be our focus. We are pertaining, so it's pertaining to things here and now as well as eternal life. And as Hebrews mm-hmm. 12:2 says, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher, our faith. That's our first point. Our second point is the peace and holiness are key components. They're key components for us saints. And in Hebrews 12:14, it lets us know to follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Because I know,
Amen.
As you know, Pastor Butler, that holiness is a standard of God. It's a high
yes.
standard of God. And the last point is, and I can't stress this enough, obedience, obedience, obedience. My gosh. In Hebrews 5:9, it tells us, and being made perfect, He being Jesus Christ. He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him.
Mm.
So obedience is so important. Obedience is key.
Amen.
Amen.
Mr. Reese, that's a powerful short word talking
Amen.
About obedience, and especially for our peace with all men. I had a great uncle. That was his favorite scripture, and I've been using that quite a bit in my recent ministry assignment. So tell the audience, those who are listening to this are from the U.S., where they can dial in to participate in your Doctrine of Christ conference line.
Okay, well, amen. Well, it is on Tuesday night. The name of it is the Doctrine of Christ conference line. It's for relationship, for spiritual growth, for purpose and destiny. And anyone can dial in on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, and the number is 805 309-2350, and there's an access code, which is 22200. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Teresa, amen. I appreciate you so much. And I just want to share with our listening audience that Minister Teresa and I, we met really in the past few months through one of my coworkers, but she sometimes calls in to our midweek ministry that we have in Sunnyside, New York on Wednesdays, and she's always so powerful. So, Minister Teresa, I'm going to be reaching out to you again because it's almost your turn again to share with us. You know how we kind of take turns. So it's almost
Amen.
Your turn again.
Amen.
Yeah, your turn is coming up again. But I do really appreciate you so much. You're always inspiring to us when you minister
Thank
to
you.
Us, and it's and you're inspiring to me to know that, you know, at that hour on Wednesday when we all gather together, those of us at the workplace, we gather together, that you call in. And it really has been an encouragement and inspiration to me. And I just wanted to say that publicly. And I thank all for our fellowship and our covenant connection. I really, really do. So once you have a blessed rest of the day, keep
thank
up the
you.
Good
thank
work,
God.
Keep up the ministry. And I'll certainly reach out to you about your next ministry assignment with the
Amen.
Wow Ministry. Okay. Take care and have a enjoy the,
God be
the rest
glory.
Of the day. Okay.
Take care.
Right.
God
Bye-bye.
Bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We certainly thank Minister Craig Perry and Minister Teresa Smith for their time and wish them success. And we will pray for God's favor and good health in their lives. Next week, the show will have a musical flavor for all these musicians. I know next week is a holiday, so we're going to have a musical flavor. My first guest is a brilliant young musician and a rising star, Brother William Elijah McMillan III. We call him affectionately Little Matt. He's releasing a single this week on iTunes and Amazon called Worthy on the 24th. On this week, he's releasing that. And my later guest, all the way from Southern California, Brother Gordon Campbell, who is my cousin, but he's a professional drummer who loves the Lord and has been a wonderful example in the music industry. He's played for all kinds of people. His DVD, Secrets of the Working Drummer, is a huge hit. Gordon is very talented. He plays many instruments, as do many people in my family. So look out for the promotional post via Twitter and Facebook regarding their background and numerous talents. This is Dr. Faye Maureen getting ready to sign off on the next week's Top of the Morning show. I want to say goodbye, world, as Joe Pace and the Colorado Mass Choir takes us out singing Serve to Give, and Pastor Linwood Dillard of the Citadel Church of God in Christ will take us out singing. This song is called The Old Account Was Settled. Pastor Linwood Dillard will be one of my guests in June. He also serves as chairman of the Abilian Ministries Conference of the Church of God in Christ, but he will be my guest in June. So stir up the gifts, and then Pastor Linwood Dillard. I want you to remember, promote the 3 G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you.
Oh, time I know when in the books of heaven an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below. I went unto the keeper that settled long ago, oh, long ago. Down on my knees, I settled it all. Just the old account was settled long ago. And the record is clear to say, for he washed my sins away. With the old account was settled long ago. Large and growing every day, for I was always sinning. I never tried to pay, but when I looked ahead and saw such pain and woe, I said that I was settled and settled it long ago, oh, long ago. Down on my knees, I settled it all. Yes, the old account was settled. The judgment bar, I stand before my King, and he the book will open, he cannot find a thing. Then will my heart be glad, while tears of joy will flow, because I had it settled, and settled it long ago, oh, long ago.